Vast amounts of timber would have been required to transport and erect the giant moai, and slowly but surely, the forests vanished. Eventually, there was no wood left even to build boats. Without fishing boats, they would have been denied their main source of food and their one means of escape. As resources dwindled, Easter Island society descended into chaos and warfare. The giant statues were pulled to the ground, possibly acts of sabotage between rival clans. Houses were abandoned, and the foundation stones used to construct fortified dwellings in caves underground. Some evidence even suggests that once everything edible had been consumed, the starving were driven to that most desperate of acts, cannibalism. Understandably, this version of Easter Island's history remains controversial because it suggests the Rapa Nui were incredibly short-sighted. As the trees dwindled, why did they do nothing about it? But a new theory suggests the Rapa Nui were powerless to prevent their downfall. For when they arrived on this island, they were not alone.